Every film begins with a story, and storytelling in the filmmaking process is the essence of the New York State Writers Institute's Albany Film Festival. It is an annual spring event, and it's the fifth time around, believe it or not, and it comes to the Uptown campus in Albany on Saturday, March 29th, and it's a great pleasure to welcome the Opalka Endowed Director of the New York State Writers Institute, Paul Grondahl, to the roundtable to give us a preview of this very cool event that we all look forward to every year. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm great, Joe. It's always great talking with you, and we're very excited about this film festival. We're really putting a spotlight on some amazing UAlbany alumni and so many things going on that day.
So you have events all day long at different venues and things going on at all times. So give us a sense of the best way to sort of take all this in.
I think you need to come either go online, albanyfilmfestival.org, or come and get a printed program and kind of map out your day. It's a lot like our film festival. You can't see it all. There's things simultaneously. Some people like to sit and watch dozens and dozens of short films, one after another. Some people would rather hear a conversation. Some want to go see a full-length film. Some just want to meet the filmmaker afterwards. So there's a lot of ways you can spend your day. And the great thing is we close out the day with our Ironweed achievement in cinema, which we started with Francis Ford Coppola at the beginning. We've been giving those out, kind of a lifetime achievement award. And we present awards, cash awards, for the short film competition, several categories, including a student category. We've got a lot of strong high school and college student short films this year.
I want to get to some of the highlights, but a reminder, you can go to albanyfilmfestival.org to find out more information. But some of the things that are going on, George Carlin's American Dream starts things off in the Campus Center West Auditorium, where there will be a discussion with Kelly Carlin and a very cool film about, obviously, such an influential guy.
Yeah, I mean, you've probably interviewed, you've interviewed everyone, Joe. I've never really met her. I'm looking forward to meeting her. She's going to be talking about her father, this film, and there's, you know, it was a multi-part, several hours, and we're only going to be showing excerpts, but some of the greatest stand-up comics are going to be sharing their personal thoughts and reflections on George Carlin.
Also, while another event that'll be going on in the morning is really one of the featured events, which is Gregory Maguire, UAlbany's own, and talking about Wicked, and also, more importantly, perhaps, about the prequel that has just come out, Elfie.
Yeah, it's a beautiful book. It's the childhood of Elphaba before she becomes the Wicked Witch of the West, a very difficult, challenging childhood. She knows she's very different, but she's a feisty, brilliant, inventive, I mean, a fully realized character, and it really gives context to this blockbuster musical and now the two-part film based on Wicked. This is kind of the prequel to Wicked, as you said.
You'll be moderating that at 10:45 in the Performing Arts Center's main theater. Another really cool event, and we've had her on, and she's just amazing, is Susan Seidelman talking about Desperately Seeking Susan, which, get ready, 40th anniversary of that film.
That's why, because we're 40 years. The Writers Institute is actually 41, but 40 years. I've been writing for the Albany Times Union for 40 years. I remember when that film came out, and in the run-up, we've been showing a lot of films. On Friday night at Page Hall, we showed Smithereens, kind of her first. What a wild film that is. And she's really interesting. She's built a long, distinguished career, and she is one of our Ironweed Award recipients for her body of work.
One of the other events that I thought was really cool that's happening is Hollywood's Outside Insiders, Joan Didion and Elaine May, two incredible women. It's a discussion with Alyssa Wilkinson and Carrie Corrigan. And how cool is that?
Yeah, I mean, Alyssa Wilkinson, she grew up in the region. We've known her. She's now the chief film critic for the New York Times. And this book, so in the run-up this last Friday, we showed A Star is Born, the Christofferson Streisand. And I'd forgotten that it was Joan Didion and her husband, Gregory Dunn, that wrote that screenplay. And
yeah.
She wrote several screenplays. So we're sort of talking about her work, and certainly Elaine May is part of that world too, and Alyssa will be in conversation with Kerry Corrigan, and they'll also talk about, and we talked about this last year, you know, the future of film criticism, just like Sean Baker accepting an Aura Best Picture Award, the Oscars, talks about, you need to get to physical theaters or they will be gone. You know, film criticism, there's fewer places where you can really talk about and write about and critique film, and it's very important to talk about these things. That's why we love bringing people together. You won't be able to stream this, Joe. You won't be able to sit at home in your pajamas. You have to come and actually communicate with people and be part of this community. So we love these conversations. We love that people come together and watch a film and then want to talk about it, you know. So anyway, film criticism is a big part of the discussion, just as brick-and-mortar theaters are.
10th anniversary of The Neighborhood That Disappeared. You'll be moderating this, and there will be a film screening and then a discussion to take place with Mary Paley.
Yeah, it's an amazing film. I was there in the WMHT studio when that premiered, and they set a record for donations. This really touched people. So important. You know, 98 acres in the heart of Albany altered the city forever. And there's generations of families, of shopkeepers, of businesses, of churches that got leveled in the name of progress. And New York State, you know, can take your property by eminent domain. And Mary Paley's film is a very strong rebuttal to that kind of social engineering. And there's generations now since they lost their homes and everything was torn down that they will never forgive the state. And this is a powerful, kind of an angry film. And Mary Paley still has fire in the belly because her father was a photographer, the Knickerbocker News, who photographed and documented all that was lost when they built the Empire State Plaza.
You mentioned short films early on, and in the Canvas Center West Boardroom, you're going to be showing them from 10:30 to 5:45. Experimental short films, animated short films, horror short films, documentary short films, comedic short films, and dramatic short films, and each getting about an hour block from that time at 10:30 to 5:45. So, as you said, you really could just sit there all day.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, you know, it's true. In your work and my work, everyone has a story. And these are young people that also have technical skills. They bring together some professionals, some amateur actors, they're friends, but they've written a script, they have a story, they have a vision. And to see them executed in less than 25 minutes, some are just a few minutes long, some go the full 25 minutes. But they all have passion, they have an interesting story to tell, and they're a wide range from very funny to very weird to very touching, and you know, the documentaries are about people and subjects in our region that you'll want to watch.
One other thing I wanted to mention is Frank Whaley, who is a featured guest, a UAlbany grad and a great character actor, and is going to be returning and really wrapping up the festival at 4:45 to 5:45.
Yeah, so he's a UAlbany grad. He's had a career that spanned about 80 films, but if you look on IMDb, his whole credits, his very first feature film was in Ironweed. He played a young, this is how it comes together, Joe. It's all circular in Albany, man. 2 degrees of separation. So he played a young Francis Phelan who threw the rock, that killed the cab, the scab trolley driver. And William Kennedy, who's 97 now, our founder, our guiding spirit, will be at the film festival. Probably hasn't seen Frank Whaley since 1986. When they filmed it in Albany,
right,
at Lark and Clinton, and they created trolley tracks and a big scene with extras. And Frank, that was kind of his first role. And here he is coming back to Albany, and he'll be there with the author of the novel that became the film. That's what we we have a bookish film festival, so one of the angles we really like to talk about is novels adapted into films. And, you know, Frank Whaley, who better to talk about Ironweed?
Absolutely, and a great story and a great way to finish up, and then leading into the Ironweed and Short Films Awards ceremony. Am I missing anything that you would like to point out? There's a lot on the schedule, and obviously we didn't get to it all. You can go to the website and check it out at albanyfilmfestival.org, but anything you would like to make mention
there's
of?
There's one other film, this beautiful film, The Flag Makers, Sharon Leese, L-I-E-S-E. She's also a University of Albany alum. It is the largest American flag maker in the country in a small town, and the people that make our flags and are the best employees that this company has been around for generations have ever had is the United Nations of our country. And it's a subtle reminder of immigrants built this country, and now immigrants from war-torn countries, from places that this current administration is not treating very well, but they are making the American flags. And that movie will bring you to tears, and it's so beautifully done. And it's not a heavy-handed message, but the people that make the flags come from some very terrible parts of the world, and they've built a home in this country, and they're making the flags, you know, stitching the red, white, and blue. It's a beautiful film.
Well, you can make a day of it on Saturday, March 29th at the University at Albany. It is their fifth annual Albany Film Festival. It's going to be an amazing event. A quick shout out that Gregory Maguire, who's going to be at your festival on Saturday, is going to stop by here on Friday and will be on the show live on Friday. So we're very excited about that as well. Paul Grondahl is Opalka Endowed Director of the New York State Writers Institute. Paul, you're the best. I thank you so much. Have a beautiful festival, and thanks so much for bringing this great work to the region.
Thank you, Joe, and everyone is welcome. It's free and open to all. We even give free parking, and come say hi at the film festival. We'd love to see you there.
Again, albanyfilmfestival.org at the University at Albany, Saturday, March 29th. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.